There's a lot of people around that I see in the YouTube comments that I meet in real life, even old friends and family that I used to be friends with, who have a broke bank, and it's directly linked with their knowledge and their perspective on life. So I wanted to share 10 things right now which will help you be a millionaire and think like a millionaire. And the first thing is this: you can work hard in business, you can work hard in a career, you can work hard selling, flipping cars, but the first way to get rich is to operate where big money is taking place. So for example, one of the reasons that I got into property was because people are dropping £100,000, £1 million on a single transaction. They're dropping huge amounts of money in this space. So if I can get in the space where people are dropping big money, then I'm positioned right where even if I just make a 1% broker fee, I'm in the right space where I can make a lot of money. If I was in the exact same business, but I was selling lemonade in the street, no one's spending more than a couple pounds on lemonade. So how are you going to get rich? So the first thing is play the big game. Get in the game where the big players are, the ballers, the money makers. And for me, that was getting in property. That's the first thing. Second thing is outsource your entire life, right? Don't do things that are mundane, like washing your car, like cutting your grass, like paying your bills, like going through your post, just doing ordinary mundane stuff. As soon as your business begins to take off just a little bit, outsource your entire life so that you have more time to do the important stuff, namely make money. That's step two. Number three is become a master, okay? Most people are not that good at what at their business, okay? Most people tend to be all-rounders. They're all right at this. They play a bit of tennis, a bit of bowling. They do a bit of sales, a bit of marketing. Mm-mm. If you're in business, you need to obsess over what it is that you're doing and become a master in that business. So my business is property. And what I realized is actually, estate agents don't even know that much about property. In fact, damn, even lawyers and property conveyancers, like, they don't know much about certain things. And I thought, man, I'm going to become a master in property investment. I'm going to become an absolute master at it. And I'm going to turn my car into a mini university. I'm going to set up a podcast and invite millionaires to come and meet me to talk on my podcast. But really, I just want to pick their brain and learn because I want to become a master. So become a master in your niche. Next, number four is you want to be a millionaire. Develop a super thick skin, because on your pursuit of being a millionaire, you're going to have people that are going to be hating on you. Even when you make it and you become a millionaire, multimillionaire, there's going to be people that are going to start talking about you. You're going to lose friends. You're going to have to make difficult conversations. You're going to have to pick up the phone. You're going to have to get rid of bad tenants, hire bad staff. And if you want to be liked, if your whole, the way that you live and think is, I want to be liked by everybody, then you're going to suck in business. You'll be broke forever and ever. And you deserve to be broke, because you traded your riches for being liked and being everybody's friend. So you've got to have a thick skin and make tough phone calls, take pressure, fire people, evict people, do what needs to be done. Don't be a pussy and worried to make difficult phone calls. You're never, ever going to make it in business. Number five is be quick. You have to be quick in business, quick-minded. You know, when I sit out and I see people out for dinner, we're about to go out for a dinner now. I'm with my wife, Amanda. Hey, how you doing, Amanda, by the way? Are you enjoying this as well? Are you learning lots? Yeah. I hope so. When I see people ordering food, right, and they're spending 5 minutes talking about what they're going to order, for me, I just know that that person is broke. If someone's having to think about, oh, do I want raspberry or cherry cheesecake? Let me think about that. You've got it in business. I say that man, I'll be judging people. We'll be watching people order their food. I'll be like, that person's broke. I can tell they're broke because of the way that they're spending so much time thinking about what they're going to order. In business, you have to think quick. You have to act quick. You have to get things done quick. Which brings me to point six, which is this. You want to be a multimillionaire, you have to be extremely impatient. That's the word. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about the importance of patience. You know, be patient. I am the most impatient person I've ever met. If I want something doing, I want it done fast, now, quick. And I can't think about anything until it's done. I'm just like, I'm impulsive and impatient. And I think that is actually my superpower that has made me a multimillionaire. So I'm not convinced about all this nonsense about being patient. Yeah, sure, you've got to think about the long game, 100%. But be impatient, be quick, be fast, get things done. If I'm buying a property, okay, and it's taking forever, and the solicitors are taking forever, I'm on the phone, man. I'm like, come on, what's happening? I want things done quick. And then I motivate my team. I push things over the line. You can't be waiting around, waiting, see what happens and be successful in business. Absolute nonsense. Next, number 7, you got to be ruthless with your company. Okay. If you're hanging around broke people, then you're going to be broke. You got to be ruthless with who you hang around with. Get in the right circles. If your mom is broke, do not be taking financial advice from your mom. It amazes me how many people say to me, oh, Samuel, my mom said this, my mom said, they keep talking about what their mom said, or their friend, or their parents, or the relatives, Dave down the pub. I'm thinking, no one would take advice from me about how to get a six pack. You know why? Because I ain't got a six pack. It'd be madness for me to start telling you how to get a six pack when I ain't got a six pack. In the same way, take people giving financial guidance and advice when they are not rich themselves is just madness. So if people hanging around you are miserable, if they're negative, if they're broke, if they pull you down, because normally your friends want you to win, but they just don't want you to win more than them. And if they're not winning, the bar is so low. Be ruthless. Don't talk to them. Block their numbers. Block their calls. I'm not saying if your mom was broke, never speak to her again. But maybe just speak to her for a couple minutes instead of a couple hours. You know, just be careful and mindful. And definitely don't talk to them about business or money. Next, number 8, expect problems. You're always going to have problems in your life, always. Your problem in your business to begin with might be, I'm struggling to find a deal. Then you find a deal. Guess what? Now you got a new problem. Now your problem is going to be, how am I going to get the finance? Now you get the finance. Now you got a new problem. Now it's taking too long. You're always going to have a problem. Then you buy the property. Now you're trying to find tenants. Then you get a tenant. Then you got a bad tenant. Now you've got to evict them. Now the house goes up in value and you're trying to work out a way to not pay tax. That's the ultimate problem. When you're making so much money, you're like, man, how am I going to save on tax? But the point is this, you're always going to have problems in your business. So expect problems. When you have a problem, don't be like, oh man, it's hard. The very definition of an entrepreneur is someone that solves problems. So expect problems. People message me and they're like, Samuel, are you running any events or, you know, property training courses? I'm like, yeah man, I got something going on in London. And they say, I live in Bedford. It's like an hour and a half away. Let me know when you got something in Bedford. I'm thinking, what is wrong with this person? People are traveling all over the world, jumping on flights and stuff to come and learn and be educated. You can't even do a 90-minute trip. You're so stoppable. If that's a problem to you, guess what? Everything's going to be a problem to you. You're going to be a failed business person. So, you know, you got to get really used to dealing with problems. And when a problem comes, you got to be able to cope with the pressure. It's very a high pressure business, being in property, being a multimillionaire, having loads of staff that work for you and all kinds of stuff, journalists writing stories about you. It's quite pressure, but everything's hard. It's hard having money and it's hard not having money, right? It's hard having a job. It's hard having a business. It's hard having a six pack. I can assure you, I've not got one, but I'm trying to get one. It's real hard. You know, it's also hard being fat. It's hard being married. Not that hard. Not when you're married to Amanda, but it's hard being married. It's also hard being single. Hard not having kids. Hard having kids. Everything's hard. Choose your hard. Get over it and expect problems. All right. Next, number 9 is be brutally honest. It's okay to make money. It's okay to want to make money. If I'm sat trying to negotiate a deal with a seller, and they said, oh, you're negotiating a bit too hard, I'll tell them up front. I said, look, man, I got to make money. This is how I make my money. This is my business. If I'm trying to do a rent to rent, and then analysts saying, oh, you're going to make a lot of money from this, I was like, mm-hmm, it's brilliant, isn't it? Yep. Be brutally honest. I think people appreciate honesty. You haven't got to lie or hide anything. You know, just be in business, be brutally honest and be direct. I love the fact that in England, business is done direct. And then finally, number 10, last point. Hope you're enjoying this video, by the way. Make sure you like the video. Make sure you share it around. Make sure you drop a nice comment. Make sure you come book to see me as well. Come and spend a day with me. Depending on when you see this video, I'll leave a link. Hopefully it won't have expired by the time you see it. Just check the link and maybe I'll be on tour. Maybe I'll be near you. Book, come see me. £1. I'm going to do a £1 event. Last point, number 10, is celebrate your success. This is huge. Celebrate every single win in business and in life. Because when you celebrate a win, it puts you in a winning state. This is why footballers celebrate so hard. No one scores a goal and then they just go, cool. Yeah, I would have expected to score a goal. Mm-hmm. That would be strange. They score a goal, they do cartwheels, they jump around high-fiving each other. Now, they don't celebrate and pat themselves on the back for ages. They'll celebrate hard, but they'll celebrate quick, and then they'll move back and get more goals done. So when you celebrate your success, it puts you in a winning state. So think about all your successes that you've achieved today. Celebrate them big. Maybe watch this video over one more time. Take good notes. Book to come and see me below at the Property Investors Crash Course. And my name's Samuel Leeds. I want to see you win. I want to see you win big.